Today's shiur is being sponsored by Rabban Lovitinsky, Zecher Nishmas, Mayasha, Bas Yehuda Leib of our Shalom. Alright. Story happened a while ago. There were a couple, Yishmayim. They were married already 10 years and they didn't have any children yet. They went from doctor to doctor in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz. They did all the schoolers. Of course, they davened, got brachas from tzaddikim. However, they weren't helped yet. Last trip they went to Chutz La'aretz, to a certain country, and they went to one of the top doctors in this field. And after the doctor checked the couple, checked the records, he opened up his hand and he said, with his right hand, he says, just like hair won't go on the palm of your hand, you won't have any children. That's what the guy told him. He said, "B'derech HaTeva, it's not shach for you to have any children." When they left the doctor, the husband tells his wife in tears, he says, "Listen, to have our own natural children, we see this is our last chance," and they say there's no choice, "we have to adopt. And maybe that's our shlichus from Shemayim in this world." The woman was maskim to start work on adoption. But they saw it doesn't go so easy to adopt a child. There are many obstacles until you could, first you have to be accepted by adoption agency, and also they have to be right, the couple has to be right, the family financially and everything else be right, psychologically, they have to go for all these testing, right enough to adopt a child. And after a long extension of all going through the paperwork, and they were accepted that they could adopt. It's the family's right to adopt a child. Now you have to wait until the child comes around. A number of months passed by, and one day they got a phone call that someone had a healthy child, and they're looking, and they want the child. They're looking for someone to adopt it. If you're interested, of course, they ran down to the hospital. They saw the child. They fell in love with the child right away, and they said they're adopting him. Right away, they went to the store to buy, crib, clothing, and so on for the baby. Before they brought the baby home, the woman went to a yearly checkup, and she found out she's pregnant against all the statistics. Found out she's pregnant. No, she's pregnant with one. She's pregnant with twins. Pregnant with twins. Can you imagine how happy the family was at Fort Barney after all these years? They're going to have twins from their own Atzel of the Sarm, their own flesh and blood. So what's the shaila now? The shaila now is, what do they do now? They committed to adopt the child. And if they take this child in, means they'll have three children in the house. They have no experience, never had children before. It's enough for twins, but the third child also, adopt the child, the third one. So they thought maybe it's the Shemavato, let someone else take the child. And let the adoption agency find someone else. I'm sure there's many families interested to adopt the child. Interesting child, no? What do you do here? So they came to Yitzchak Zilberstein, and he told them, "Daniel, you have to take this child. You have to take this adopted child. It's like a kameya for you. It could be in the schuss that you said the adopting child, that's why I became pregnant. So he said, Chalila, you should not mevata. And if you feel it's too hard for you to bring up three children at one time, maybe what you should do, you should give it to another family, taking the child, and give it to another family to take care of it, and pay them to take care of it, until you feel you can accept the third child, and then your God will tell your mitzvahs. That answer won't go in America. Maybe in Israel, but America won't go. Because they have it, that they give a child the option, they check up after the son, you can't give it to somebody else. Anyway, that was the answer that was given. That you should take in this adopted child, even though expecting twins. Also, his mindset to the couple, he said, you have to realize the godless of adopting a child. There's an interest in Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah says, in Parshas Kisisa, and Paragraph Megillah, Ice Yutes, it says, that, it says on the Pasuk, Ani Ave Kaltuve Apanecha. So Medrash Rabbah says, V'Aitse Shah, Herla Kajbacha, Moshe Beno, as Kol Aitse Shomatin Scha, Shem Zekan Tzadikim. The Baruch Shem showed the Aitse Shomatin Scha, that's a circle for Tzadikim. And between them, mentions also the special Aitse Shomatin, the son of Megadol Yisaimim. You see how big and important taking a Jewish child who has no parents and Gabriel Yassim, that's it's a Yuchid by the Bani Shalom. Yeah, they was Jewish, yeah. This was Neretz Yisrael, so it had to be Jewish, okay? No. The Gemara Ksuvis, also, he told him in Gemara Ksuvis. Gemara Ksuvis, Dafnun Amar Alef. The Gemara Ksuvis says, brings the Pasuk, Ashe Shemei Mitzvot Aisit Stuck of Chaleis. Lucky is the person that Shemei Mishpat and he does Stuck of Chaleis. So Gemara is, Chi Eshel Aisit Stuck of Chaleis, is it possible to stuck at all time? Stuck you do in the morning, in the afternoon, evening, a couple hours. But every, it's 24/7, do you find such a thing as Stuck of Chaleis? So Gemara says, what's it going on? Zeh HaMegadol Yassim Yisayim HaTarveseh Masiyam. Someone's a gadol, a orphan, a yasim yisayma, in his house, and he marries them off. That's called stuck of a chaleis. So you see from this that it's shaykh, that what do you call it, that a child such a thing, that you see how important it is to Muhammad's a child. So, and also we see from here also, and like he was signing, it's shaykh that some, that Yeshua could come even before the child came in, because he was telling him, listen, it could be the only schus, your wife is expecting twins now, because you decide you're taking this child. So Shemayim was a big schus. That's why Yosef had to expect twins now. Emerson, this he said, let me finish. You can see from here, that there's sometimes, that Yeshua could, you see from here, from his tzach, Yeshua could come, even before the Banshim does his chashbanis al-asid. That's what you see from the story. What do you want to say?
You never throw away a conveyor then?
What do you mean conveyor?
If you get a conveyor, you know, so you should never throw it away because...
What's God do with conveyor?
As you said, what's the difference that you can't throw away this adopted kid, so if you get a conveyor for something...
What is the conveyor doing? Here you got the child. The child is there already. The doctor said they keep the child.
You get them the conveyor. The conveyor, you have it like a...
Well, look. All right. Anyway, this is what... And Emerson, this you said, you see ready from the Gemara, that sometimes you see Yeshua comes beforehand. Because the Baruch Shem does Cheshbonis HaLa'asid also. Where do you see this from? A Maisa that happened in Europe. Maisa happened many years ago. One of the cities in Europe, the Marshal of a certain province in Europe, was guys on the Yidden in the city, and they told them they have to get together a certain amount of money, a tax they put on the Jews. And if you don't give it by a certain time, within a month, he'll kill out all the Jews from the city. So the people in the city know what to do. So the people in the city sent a messenger to Tzadik Mefusim, he should respond for them, to take off the Gzairah. So the Tzaddik said, listen, if you want me to follow, you have to send a certain amount of tzedakah, and that money, I'll give out as a pidyon, it should be, you send me the money as a pidyon nefesh, a pidyon shnafsham, and I'll give the money out Talmanos and Yisaimim. And the people agreed. So he collected the money. A shliach came from the side to pick up the money. As he about to leave the city, they get a letter from the government saying the gzera was bought off a number of days ago, even before they collected the money. Before they collected the money, the gzera came bought off. So a number of people decided, listen, they didn't need the bracha tzaddik. They want back their money. Because it came out a scene of a tzaddik. Because the gzera was bought to him before they gave the money. This story is brought down in Peter Masuk, but I saw the story brought down in two other places, a little different version. I'll say the other two versions, then I'll get. But the psak and the psak halacha is the same. Just the version, today you hear the version. In the Sefer Chaveres Kol HaTorah, comes out from Gateshead, in Ayin Chelek Ayin Beis, in page Shin and Zion, he brings down the story a little bit different. He says there was a village that came, some soldiers came to a village, gracious soldiers, and they settled by this village. And the village people were very scared from these soldiers, Goyim. Who knows what they'll do to them. So he went to a Rebbe, and he was afraid of them that if they give a certain amount of money to Michal for Tzedakah, he'll spoil for them, and that he should go away. So they gathered together money to give to the Rebbe. The Rebbe was in Spalom, and 3 days later, the Chayalim, all the soldiers left. After this man, there was this buyer that Mirash, they only covered a certain amount of time. They're supposed to leave Tuesday anyway. That day was supposed to anyway. It was the most of my fire that they didn't need to fill up this Rebbe. So they came, they wanted the money, the people of the village people, they wanted the money back. That's the second version. The second version, it's brought down the Sefer Haggis. I don't know if you heard the Sefer Haggis, 3 volumes. It has in there drushes from Yankee Galinsky, Shon Shadron, and Shapsi Levitch. That's basically the whole Sefer. And it has different things they said on the Pasha Shavua. So on Pasha's Bamidbar, this week's Pasha, and page 62, he brings the mice a little bit different. The soldiers came, and they came next to a poor city. And the rule was, whenever soldiers came close to a city, the people in the city have to feed the soldiers. It was a poor city, and they were there for a month already, and they drained them out for money. So they didn't know what to do. So what they do is they asked one of the rebbes to misfile, they should go away. They gathered together money. The rebbe asked for money for pidyon nefesh, and they gave it to the rebbe, like he asked for. And a few days afterwards, the soldiers left. After Maisel Huber, then the Malchus only sent them for a certain amount of time. So it came out that the collected money was in vain because they would leave anyway. This Shaila, so they want their money back from the Rebbe. So what do they do? Voice the Shaila. So this Shaila came to the Masham. So Masham said, it's an offering of Gemara. That they don't think the money has to go back. What's the rights of Gemara? The Gemara is in Samach Gimel, Bracha, Samach Gimel, and Beis. The Gemara says a mice like this. It's brought down Navi Shmuel that the Rai Nelekim was a Shtikon Golas. So it's, at one time it was Reyesha, Rai Hashem, Beis Avad, Ayved, Edom, Agite, Shleish Chadashim. That for 3 months the Rai Hashem was in the house of Beis Ayved, Edom. And he took good care of it for 3 months. And so therefore, by Baruch Hashem, as Ovid Adam, that's called Beisai. So Gemara learns from this thing. Like Dvorim Kavachayma. Oma, Orein, Shalai Ocha V'shasa. You don't have to feed it. Eli Kiba Vitsa in front of. You clean it, you make sure everything's clean in front of it. Kach, Schorei, Hama'ar, Tamachacham, B'tach Beisai. Someone has a tamachacham in his house. Umachila mashkeo gives him to eat or drink. Umaneim in the chasev mihanum from your possessions. Alachas kama kama that you have brachas from the bnei shalom. My bracha shebirchay is Ovid Edom. So the Gemara is what bracha did Ovid Edom have? Amar Yehuda Bazvida Zuchamus. That's the wife of Ovid Edom. The shmeine kalaser He had 7 sons and 7 daughter-in-laws. And his wife and all 8 daughter-in-laws, Sheyodo Shisha Shisha Bekeresechad. They all got birth, sextuplets. What's sextuplets? What's it called? Sextuplets. Each one had 6. So it's 48, 54. 54. Well, in those times, yes, okay? So, Masham is the Kasha. It says in the Navi, it says that the Aaron was only in the house of Aaron for 3 months. How's it possible? Give birth then. It takes 9 months from time conception until they had the baby. So, how's the Shaykh that she had 6? So, yes, so Masham answers, you see from here, the Schus of Maisa Shaykh that Arvid Edom did. In Shemayim, the Rebbe was with Savar Abracha before the Rebbe. So, Klap Shemayim Gaya, that the Asa, the Aaron, will come in this house and he'll take care of it. So, Mechavit very much. So, Rabban Shem sent them the Bracha already beforehand, half a year beforehand. So, the Rebbe, came pregnant 6 months ahead, and Mela, the Bracha should be Chab is money when the Aaron is in this house. So, therefore, Masham says that since over here, also in our case, the Bnei Yir, the Mekalim itself, to give tzedakah, so Hashem Yisbarach took away the Gzeirah Mafreya, that should become Batel. Because they knew in Shemayim that the Anshe Yir will give tzedakah. So Mela, they have Mechuyah to Mekalim the Kabbalah, and not it's back for the money that they gave. And it was not Siddur and Nesina Batais. This is what Masham answered. So you see, in our case over here, it's Shaykh also over here, also in Shemayim, he was right to sit. They saw that he's gonna adopt this child, and he's gonna bring it to child, which is a big schus, like you mentioned. So, man, this schus, big schus, was going to be helped that they should have now this bracha of twins. So, Mela, this couple that didn't have children for many years, and then they should accept this adopted child also, even though we're not born. That's because of that the child was she became pregnant because of that. We're not sure. We don't go down Shemayim, but still the Chol Pach is a Suffolk, and a Suffolk Vada Yishim Kabbalah's child, and not to run into any chashashes from losing the Yeshua. Comes out according to this thing, it comes out someone gets stuck up for a four. Someone gets money. He has Leilani. Someone's very sick, and they give him, let's say, $1,000 for tzedakah to have a full shlema, and later to go the next time to the doctor. The doctor said, made a mistake, or it's a wrong diagnosis, whatever it is. Still, it's not partial. You could take back the money. It was not the choice because Shaykh Machmas tzedakah that he gives the osid, there's going that she must suffer from this machla. Right. Yes, the full kodesh machla. Right. So it comes out according to what we're saying till now. So this young couple who's expecting our twins, they should be ma'amets. They should take in this third child. However, let's say it's hard for them to do it. Sometimes it's hard for them even two, one. Some people are hard for one, two, three is even more. So it's a big achrayus. What they should do? So the best answer is, they should go to Beis Din or go to one of Gdel Yisrael, and they should ask him three things. One thing is, just if by taking this child, maybe they're doing avos to somebody else, because someone else who's waiting online also to adopt the child, maybe they're taking away the third person, let him have the schus of this child. Secondly, they should ask if it's famous, it's Tavis Atinik of this Yassim, that he's in the house with 3 children, he gets less attention. The other twins, it's not the blood child and so on, you won't get the same attention. And so plus it's you get more attention to one person when a couple take care of one child than a couple take care of 3 children. And also they should get an independent opinion. Can this family really handle 3 children? So if someone knows the family, they should check out if this family could handle the child. It's maybe too hard for them. But the Maisa Dini, you see, like Aaron mentioned, the city full Kazamaka, that a person does something good and so on, it could be that for him a different Yeshua, and he shouldn't back out from this thing because that was the whole thing that was going on, the Yeshua. But you see, the din of adopting child is a big thing. We have a few minutes. I'll tell you an interesting story that I had. There was a girl in Chicago, a single girl, the Nebuch was in Gazun, came from a full family, and she got pregnant. And the family called me, if I could find someone to adopt, get a family to adopt the child. So, this is going back about 25 years ago. About 25 years. And so I asked, is anyone in the family that will take the child? There's no one in the family who was able to take the child. So, I found a family. That family was still living in Chicago. So I got a family in Chicago that had a boy, and they adopted the child. No. Baruch Hashem, from family, they took in the child. They couldn't have any children. The family couldn't have any children. They took in the child. About 5-6 years later, I get a call from the family again. She's pregnant again. Wait a second. She wasn't a healthy woman. She's pregnant again. So, I should find a family. So they asked me to find a family. So, Akav, I told the family who called me to tell the doctor when she has a baby, she tie her tubes. Yeah, I don't want you to call me every few years for another baby. She tie her tubes. Because she, like it says in Pesukim, you're allowed to tie a tube in such a case. So, anyway, they called me up. She's pregnant a second time. Again, no one in the family could take it and so on. I should find a family. So, the most logical thing is to give the child to the one who adopted the first child, should adopt the second child. So at least it'll be two siblings together. So I called up the family, the adopted first child, they didn't live in Chicago anymore. I called them up and she told me she's pregnant. And that baby is going to be due around 2 weeks apart from this other one. She said she can't handle two. She can't handle two. So, she doesn't want to take it. So I have to go. I have a whole list at home of families. I get calls from families if they want to adopt a child. Anyway, so I looked at my list and I called two families that I saw that was best appropriate for this thing. They both lived in New York. So I happened to go to Chasna, New York. So I made up at the Chasna, I'll meet both of them. So I chose one or two families. And the other one, I didn't tell them that, but I was using the backup. Anyway, the baby was born. And I called the first family, and they backed out. They said they don't want it. They backed out. This is second thoughts. They don't want it. I called the second family. I said, gladly, they came. They came flying straight to Chicago. They stayed by, I put them by someone's house. They picked up the baby from the hospital. They went back to New York. Right? Story's not over yet. 22 years after the first baby, the boy had come to Chasson. They called me up. He became a Chasson. Boom, boy. Yeah, come to Chasson. So, they asked him, maybe they want, maybe the brother and sister, she had the second child was a girl. Maybe brother and sister should meet. No one knows each one that they're having a brother or sister. No one told anyone anything. So I spoke to the family, said, they'll think about it. But I said, listen, but first I have to call the second family, see if they're interested in the girl meeting her brother. So I called up the family. They said that where she's holding right now, she's a Frum girl, a Bishyaka girl, but they don't think it's the time to tell her. Nope. He got married. Baruch Hashem, he got married. And this girl right now is about 18, 19 years old. She's probably in seminary in Eretz Yisrael, wherever it is. That's as far as I know the story. It's not a story to end yet. But you see, sometimes children come for adoption, and you have to be careful, and also you have to be careful over here that brother and sister should get married also. Here's no problem, he's married already. But you have to worry about, you know, relatives and so on. But that'll take care when they get a little bit older. Okay. New Maisa. Reuven had a deer to sell. Shimon came, looked at the deer. The deer looks very appropriate for him. He wants to buy it. Shimon came around, looked at the neighbors. you know, he hung around the house a bit, and he met, and he saw they're all nice people, nice neighbors. So Shimon decided he's buying this apartment, this dira, and he moved in with his family into his new dira, Tzach Simcha, hoping that everything will work out well. The first night, they go to sleep, 3 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden on top of them, the cup on top of them, they hear screaming, breaking glasses, throwing things, screaming at each other, and so on. Mamish. So anyway, so they thought maybe Stam Mikra, you know, husband and wife, or children got in a fight, and so on. Stam Mikra happened. And the next, that's it. Next night comes, they hope everything will be beseder. Everything is just happening, it happened. Next morning, after the first night, they met the neighbors upstairs. They look very normal, they talk very normal, they speak to them, the chavilas and so on, everything looks very good. Comes the second night, again, 3 o'clock in the morning, they're screaming, kaila, kaila, like the night beforehand. And it happened a number of nights like that. So, even though they look like a normal couple, normal family, but every night they have this shigayim and making all this noise. And they wake up 8 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. So Shimon came, the one who bought the deer, came back to Tiny Ruvain, it's a Mekach toys. I can't sleep in this thing. The Shechenim are on top of me, they make all this noise, ruckus every night. I can't be served with it. And no person could live like this. So I'm on the course of Bittul Mekach, I want my money back. So Shaila is called Mekach toys or not? Because Mekach Tois could be something that's wrong in the deer itself. There it's external things, not the deer itself. So maybe it's not a Mekach Tois, because it's called a Shechenim. Who said it's a Mekach Tois? It's not the Etzem Adira. There's a Mechaber in Choshe Mishpat, Rei Shlame Bei Sifei. The Mechaber says like this, Uvein Shemocha L'Shimen Batem Shiesh Lai Biacheres. Uvein sold to Shimen a house in a different city. The Kaidin Gmar Mekach, Nifnesu Akim, the bottom, and before they finished the Mekach, the Goyim went into the house, the Kirkuk Sats, the Kaimais, Oshnak Solom. They moved in there, they went into the house, and the walls got, they blackened the walls. Rokka Dalta Bay, they broke the doors of the house. The Chalayas, they broke the windows also. They write to Shimon Lazarbay, and Shimon wants to back off from the Mekach Tois. Ruben Tain, Shekim and Shul, Mum Iver. This will all be fixed. The walls could be painted again. The windows could be replaced. The door could be a new door. It's a Mum Iver. It's a temporary Mum. You knock them, and if you want, either I'll put in new doors, or you take off the whatever costs the door, the painting, so on, take off from the price. They should have to buy some Kadmusai, the Kaim HaMekach, so the Mechaber says, Hadin Ruben. Ruben's right. He can't kind of Mekach Tois. So Amor is Maisif. And he says, the Amor says, this is the Lashon of Amor. He says, Maisif, what's the reason? He explained to Mechaber. Shrei Bais Mochaloi. He sold him a house. A dying Nikol Bais called a house. But the Mum, he says, if the Mum isn't of a Mum, the Gufa Bais, let's say the Mum is in the house itself. He has a complete wall there. Nimsa Ruah and the wall is shaky. Any Yachal live next like Kaisa Shalom. He can't tell him. If there's a Mum in the house itself, he can't tell him, build you a new wall. That's already too much already. Then he can tie in the Mekach Tois. So you see from the Ramah, that's only if there's a Mum in Etzim the house, that the walls of the house are something I'm not Shleimim. Then you could tie in it to Mekach Tois. But something external, it's not the goof of the house. It could be maybe he can't tie the Mekach Tois. Or maybe you could say that since he can't live right now in this house now, because there are three every night, they wake him up, so it's not called a dira. So maybe he can live out of the Mekach. There's a Mekor Chaim from the Sivis, Mekor Chaim on Hilchos Pesach. In Chaim Simen, Tov Lamed Zayin, Sif Katan Zayin. In the Biurim, Sifkat and Zion, in Biurim. He says like this. He talks about this Mechaber. He says, Since it says in Chosh Mishpat, and in this siman in Tefei, Shadafka Moshe Abayis and Vatra Machira, that it says that Moshe Abayis Machira Avim Eina Mum of Etzem Abayis and Vatra Machira, that's vice versa, only Mum the house is Vatra Machira. But Mum that it's not Etzem, it's not Machira, he says only talking if the Mum is not Machira to the Etzem Dira of living there. The Etzem Dira of living there. It doesn't stir the Etzem Dira living there. Marshall, the walls are black. You still can live in it. But the moment is chutzah bias. But when I free the etzim dira, then he's latim vatum mekach. So since the house itself is not right in the dira, so even though the noise comes from outside, but as long as you can't live in the house, so it's like a moment in the etzim house, and the mela, you can vatum mechira. So mela in our case of its pashit, that since he can't live there, every it's not normal living at night, can't sleep the whole night there. Since every night there's a rash there, so Mela, he's allowed to invato the Mekah. Pashtis. L'chari Vaisa is like that. That's what Vaisa is in Kochaim. Come on, it's cloning in Kochaim like that. I think that's also mashma like that from Ramah also. Because Ramah says, adds on, that a moment, Ramah we're talking about here, Ramah says that a moment's not in the house, but you can sell it in Mekah. If the woman is not in the house and can salik if you can salik the problem, then it's time. So vice versa, more even also the same thing like the Mekor Chaim says that it's in vato, even though it's not part of the house, but it has something to do with the house in the long run, then it can vato mekach also. That's vice versa, more there also. However, it's not poshut. Why? Because it's a machlokes ha'paiskim. In such a case. If it's a mekach toys with tamacha, the smart speaks out in Chosha Mishpat Reishlam Beisiv Kotn Yod. He brings down the Magad Mishnah. The Mechaber says over there in Siv Gimel, in the Shtamish Boy, Acha Shero Amum. Let's say someone bought something and he used it after he bought something. He realized there's a mum there, and he started using it. Hareza Machal Yolazat. Once you start using it, it's like your Michael, and you can't be chayzer. So smart over there, quote a smart there. In Sif Katan Yod, brings down a Magad Mishnah that says Huadin is something that they bought, and you could see you can be mafkin right away. You could test it, you could check it out right away, and to taste it or some my food or something like that. And he didn't do something to test it out right away. Then the mechirat and he saw the mechirat stam, he cannot be chayzer. The pesachoshin. Geneva, Yud Gimel, Sivkot Dezayin, he brings down the Mishnah Melech that says that even according to Magna Mishnah, if he didn't give the money yet, he gets back out. But once he gave the money, he came back out. That's the Shita of the Magna Mishnah. However, Kiveya on the side of Shulchan Aruch brings down Cholkum on the Sma. And same thing speaks out this Ketshuva there, and Sivkot Aruch brings down many Cholkum on the Sma. And same thing, Ruchah Shulchan Aruch argue on the Sma B'Shem Magna Mishnah. And same thing, Pesach Choshim brings down Hichas Geneva. And Perikid Gimel Sifkot Yidal brings on many Paiskim that argue on the Magad Mishnah that when there's a mum in the Mekach, even though the Kaina can be Mafkin on the Mekach, still he could still back off. He still could back off. So the Mishpat Shalom says Shalom the Masham and in Sefer Mishpat Shalom in Reish Lam Beis is Masik that if they already gave the money ready, you cannot be Mighty Mama from the Meicha, Ketaina, Kimli, like the Magna Mishnah. So Meir Mekas Kayim. So therefore, in our case over here, the Kaina should be involved with it to check out to see if the people, you know, if the noisy people not noisy. But ask around, ask the neighbors. The Dina, it's Negea. If it's Negea, it's totally each Eifin. If there's a way to Mavar before and the one who sold the dealer. He was able to convey that the one who bought the dira that he convey if the what type of people they are, the noisy people, the quiet people, and if there's a way to convey one var, then you can tie it like the Magad Mishnah, like the Masham says, you say Kimli. But if it's a eifin, you can't be mavara, then zichadim you can be vatal the mekach. However, since the meicha, the one who sold the dira, is very musik in the money, so the kaina has to be arrived to bezin. That's an eifin that yes, he wouldn't know beforehand. That he couldn't find out beforehand. And so it could be even then the Magad Mishnah will be maida, the Mecca comes bato. Also, one more thing here. The Kaina, he can have kindness. The one who bought it, he can kaina on the Meicher. The Meicher knew beforehand that these neighbors are not normal neighbors. And people don't have freedom at night time. He can have kindness against them. I don't know if he can bat them Mecca, but at least he can have kindness against them. They didn't notify them.
What's the kindness going to do?
Huh?
No money.
No.
What's the
kindness? He can have kindness. Top the Shemaim, maybe the Shemaim, but he can't do anything.
Right.
He says, Alecha Levar. Alecha Levar.
Beware,
right. It's like someone sells a house.
Yeah.
They brings in a, you know, someone to check the house.
Inspector.
An inspector in the house.
And the seller knows there's a problem that the inspector did not have.
Then he has to say it then. Yes,
well,
say it then.
Not
yeah. But I don't know if such a thing you have to
I
say.
Huh?
Interesting, Shaila. A bacha. Yes. What? The tshuva. Yeah? I'm not finished. We still have another 25 minutes. Okay.
Make sure there's still time
then. Huh? Why don't we say that one? What was the case? The Ganef
what? If you could expose the Ganef, the guy that was behind the register.
Right, the guy who claimed he had no money in line.
No, wait for next week for that one, okay? Right. I didn't bring it on my notes here, so it's on next week, okay? We know that. It's interesting, Shiloh. A woman, a girl, met another times with a boy. And the boy made a good reishim on the girl. Everything, all the... And this is the boy she really wants. He has all the milas that she's looking for. And she was sure the way it was going that this shidduch will come out. They'll come about, they'll get engaged. All of a sudden, after a number of dates, it's going great. All of a sudden, the bacha notifies the shatkin that he doesn't want to meet with her anymore. It's not him. It's not sure. He doesn't feel it's for her. If it's for him. The girl became very much b'tzar rav. She became very depressed. And wanted to talk any other shidduchim to her. She didn't want to hear. She only wants this bacha. There's only one bacha that's not perfect for her. She wants this bacha. The parents try to talk to her. Nothing. She's not going out. Number of weeks later, she's walking the street. She meets her old teacher from school. The teacher sees on her that she's walking around depressed. He asks her, what's going on? What happened? So she tells her the whole story. That she was going out, and it was going very well. All of a sudden, he stopped it. As soon as she mentioned the name of the bacha, the teacher almost fainted. She said, you know, this bacha... You're lucky you're not finished the shidduch with this bacha. You have to bench your gaimo. You don't understand. This family are neighbors of mine. They're neighbors. And Hashkocha Pratis over here. I'm neighbors and I know the boy very well. And the bacha, he has midas gurus. Bad midas. Far from being a bentera. He makes a good impression always in the vachutz, klapechutz, but you should know he's rotten within. You had siyata the shemaya, that the shidduch was gaimed the shidduch. The teacher, the words of the teacher made an impression on this girl. A simcha came back, simcha sakayim came back, and she thanked the Rebbeinu Shalom that she not ended with this bacha. Now the teacher started having guilty conscience. It's true that this bacha is not right for shidduch. It's not a bentel. It's not right for this girl. Abu Huri said, I did the right thing. That I spoke Lashon Hara. Even Lashon Hara, even if you say emesis, it's a Lashon Hara. And who is Mati say Lashon to the safe, a different Yid from Tsar and to Mechazika. This Shaila, there's a sefer called Yevak Shupil. It's on Shiduchim. It's a sefer that Talmud from Yashiv wrote. All the Shailas that came with Shiduchim to Yashiv, he made a sefer out of it. So in Chelek Aleph, in page Shinyan Tes, he brings the Shaila that was asked, a similar Shaila was asked to Yashiv. If you're allowed to be Mephis Das, you know, to Mephis, so on, a Bacha, the Negei Shiduch, to tell him all the Chassanians of the Bacha, a girl that's depressed, said, well, I'll tell all, and the boy said, no, can you, he said, all the Chassanians, are you allowed to say it? So Yashiv said, it's Asa. Even if it's true, there's no Heter Lashon Hara. You're now to be Mati Shema and Abacha. And Bechal, it says, the Chavetz Chaim writes in Mechilas, in Perek Zayin Sef Aleph, it says, even if the Mesapa is telling him to just Mach Masara to a petressed person, a person's Tzar, you want to take a Tzar? I feel like they support you for Tzar, even by telling him you'll make the person feel better, you know, he won't feel Tzar anymore. Gam Kein Asa, the angel tell us. It's not tell us. Ever taught so. So what does Rabbi Yashiv mean over here? That he says that the bacha she should have realized everything's hashkocha pratis. Everything's hashkocha pratis. And on her was to milam et to find thy way to stop looking for another shidduch. And not to be, and not to any Russian horror from the teacher about the bacha. All the teacher should have said, it's not for you, and that's it. He didn't have to say reasons, that he's a bum, he's good to nothing, so on. That's not the derech to do it. She has to do chazik asev amunah. And also, the teacher also did the wrong thing. She shouldn't just talk Russian horror. She should have said to her, tell be mechazik and amunah, and tell her that this shidduch is not for you. It's not, I know the boy, he's not matim for you. It's not for you, and that's it. And that's it. And that's enough that it should keep her yeah, not for you. So I know the boy. I know it's not for you. Doesn't say to me they're both great, but I know your character. I know his character. You're not. It doesn't fit. It's not a shidduch. You know, with shidduchim, everyone who has children shidduchim know that sometimes they say no. Doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. Just they feel it's not compatible. Or it could be something like this. She wants a 10-year learner and he wants to learn for 2 years. You know, it could be for different reasons. That has to do with the personality of the couple. And sometimes the personality of the couple fits, doesn't fit. I mean, we have a simcha when we came to Chicago. We talk many shidduchim. But so, a lot of times, one of the sides say, listen, we checked into it. It's not matching for us. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the person. It's only because they feel it's not compatible. The family's not compatible. The boy and girl's not compatible. And whatever reason is, doesn't mean that they both could be great people, but it's just not a shidduch, and that's it. So it's not lush. It's not lush. And he says it's not for you. So that's not lush and her. It might happen with a Ben Taya and Ani. He's married, and he put in air conditioning into his apartment. And right after they put air conditioning to apartment, to put in a certain place, the Bataya decided that he'd like to put the air conditioning in another place. It'd be more matim for the family, the air conditioning a different place in the house. So the person put in, the hired worker that's putting it in, said, listen, to take out the air conditioning I put in and to put it in another place, you'll have to pay me another, for my time and labor, you'll have to pay me another 300 shkolim extra. That this worker looks at this Bentaya, the poor guy, he starts thinking where he's going to pay his 300 shkolim. So he says, listen, you're cutting a man. He says, yes. You know what? Yeah, he says, I learned I'm all day in Cairo. So he says, you know what? I'll do a deal with you. I'll make a business deal with you. Instead of paying me, I want the hour of your learning, Taya. I want you to go. For me, it should belong to me. Instead of giving me 300 shkolim, learn an hour, and that's mine. I should get the schus of this learning of an hour. Torah, the Ben Torah is masking to this type of Asik, this business deal. No. The Ben Torah comes to ask a Shaila. What Shaila do they have on this? Everything is great. His Shaila is like this. You hear this? Only a Yeshiva man can ask such a Shaila. It says, V'yayimai titin tcharai. You have to, when someone works for you, you have to pay him that day. Like Sarah of Hashemesh, you have to pay him before Shkia. So if the worker finishes before the daytime, you have to pay for Shkia. And this halacha is brought in Chashi Mishved in Shin Lamed Tes of Dalet. So yes, he came and asked the Shaila. Now it's the middle of the day now. Does he have to learn the first, does he have to learn hour today for Shkia? Or maybe by Limed, there's not Shach Yemet Titan Schara, and he can learn the Shrila a different day. Doesn't have to be Dafka today, maybe tomorrow, next week, whatever. So learn the hour for this person. Or does the Indian of Yaimat Titan Schara? That's the Shaila, yes. So he's told like this. The Chinuch says, in Mitzvah Reish Lamed, he says, what's the reason for this Mitzvah? Because when you pay somebody, he needs to feed his family. The Icha Mezanis Yevet Aguf. He doesn't have food to eat, Yevet Aguf. The Elo, who knows the Elof, who knows this Nashai, responded by. Or Fianira, I can some gavol zmana yemechad. The reason why one day, because he needs money to live on. Some people live hand to mouth. That's what the chinuch says. So chay shai the same thing by limud haTorah. It's not shai the limud haTorah to so maybe he doesn't have to learn that day. So it's not shai the whole time of the mitzvah. The time it's because he needs the money, but he's not getting money. He's going to learn Torah. Maybe it doesn't have to be the same day. However, you can't say that. Why? Because by Aisha, it's not Shaykh the time of the chinuch. He doesn't need the money that day. So, and still there's a mitzvah, Yayim Titus Chor. So even though the time of the mitzvah, the chinuch doesn't apply to everybody. So it's only a time of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah applies even if it doesn't apply, and you don't have that time. So, and the price given to speak out is not Kamina. So Mela, since the chor is not paying, is learning Torah, and now he's paying this pearl, like he's paying him now. So Mela, the psak was, it's the Yom Tikkun Tzchai, it's mechuyav to learn that hour today. And that has to learn this hour today, and it has to be done before Shkia.
Maybe not like a poem, maybe it's like a woman says, oh baby, put the new baby.
That's something else. That's if you make a deal before him. That's something else. Here's talking, he did his work already, now he wants to pay 300 shkalim.
He did his work already.
Right, he did his work already. And instead of paying him, he wants to learn an hour. Not interesting, Shaila. A woman, your Shemayim, came and asked the Shaila. She has a problem with her husband. She says, my husband is a great guy, Erech Yid. He goes every day to Davin and Tiba. He goes to Kaveh to Mataya. He's a great husband. And he's Masi, he's devoted to his children. What's his panacea? He's a manager in a supermarket in the fish department. And he's a manager, so he gets a nice salary. He's in finance, his family recovered. Just one thing he's doing wrong. Every Shabbos, he comes home, he brings fish, leftover fish, without paying. And many times the wife says, I tried to explain to him, it's Gezel, you're not allowed to. But he's more ahead of himself. What does he say? Listen, I worked so hard, I really should pay me more. And also, I'm not worse than Behemah. Behemah says, Sasha Shabbat Dishai. So my husband, every day of Shabbos, brings home fish, and when the homish bach eats it, all shall shudders, all three meals. We eat the stone fish. The Shabbat didn't ask yet. So I saw I had no Beira, blessed Beira, to Menei from Gezel, and to Menei from Shom Bias. I went to Manal of the fish store, of the supermarket. And I told him, listen, my husband works in the fish store every day. He comes home every day. His clothing stinks from fish. I can't handle it. I can't take the rain, I have to smell. So do me a favor, change him to a different department. So I shouldn't have the problem with fish smelling. And she figured, goes to an apartment, there's no fish to steal anymore. That's it. So, The the manager of the supermarket says, okay, I'll take care of it. So he puts him in to the apartment that sells chicken. And I figure selling chicken, everything with the Seder. Well, it's Friday. He brings home a couple of chickens to the family. And he brings home, I should cook the chickens for Shabbos. And to go again, another time to the manager of the store, that she moved me over to move my husband to a different department, that's not Shaykh anymore. And tell the owner of the store, the manager of the store, that my husband steals, it'll be my choikas shalom bias. So what should I do? So I came to an idea. You hear this? This is what this woman, Yerushalayim, says. I have an idea. Am I allowed to, without asking my husband, go into his pockets and steal cash? And I'll pay money every week. Whatever he takes out, I'll find out what the cost is, and I'll pay back. So I'm allowed to steal money from my husband, so I should be able to pay for the chickens they steal every Erev Shabbos. What? Yep, but the question... So, the question is, can you do such a thing or not? So, the answer was given to him, that since she has to cook these chicken with Humbing's home, she has to use the chickens, if not, of course, shown bias. So, Mela, she's feeding her children Geneva food that's stolen. And to Mela, her husband, the Marshal Issa Geneva, Vada, she's allowed to take money from his pocket and pay for the chicken. Another svar is, that I saw brought down, that the Baal is chayv is zayin to ishtei bonav. A husband is required to feed his wife and children. And what's nichlalit? Giving fish and chicken every Shabbos. And fish or chicken that's stolen, you're not allowed to give to eat to the family. It's not called mezainis. So maybe since he has a chayv mezainis, the vada she's allowed to steal his money without him knowing. And keep on paying every week. So Mela, they should not eat stolen food.
Is it considered Zayla until she repays? Like over Shabbat, he brings it on Friday, and she repays on Monday. It's on Shabbat they eat Zayla?
Well, she does in a way. How she do it such a way? Maybe she pays before already, maybe. Huh? I don't know.
Now, she doesn't know how much he took that week.
Well, probably every week he's taking the same amount, I imagine.
Pay
new year? You have to work it out. Okay? There's an interesting Eger de Pirka. It's from a Chassidish, but it's quoted in many Svarim. I saw this Eger de Pirka there. He says, How is it that people have young children, boys and girls? They learn in the Torah. And the matzmida in their learning. And the answer is when they grow older, they have midas rois, they're vata from learning, they go off the derech, and so on. And they don't go to daven anymore, they go off the derech, and so on. What's the reason why? So he says very strong words, he says. He says worse. He says, because they will marshal when it comes to mammon. They steal money, they do ribbis, without a heta iska. They don't do business matzim b'amuna. The way they make the money financially is completely not erlach. It's not erlach. And so therefore, it comes to them, tayvis and midas rois. It comes from that. That's what Eger Pirka says, and it's quoted in many swarms, this Eger Pirka. So therefore, zikha, the husband is allowed to take money from his pocket so she, without it to pay back, so she should not be goyim some raw for his children. Someone had a question?
Yeah, why they don't know how to speak to each other? It's so unusual.
Huh?
I mean, by the time you get upset, let him tell them.
I guess he's not listening. He probably tells him. She probably told him he's not listening.
So she said to the gate.
Huh?
She knows how to do it.
Not always does a wife have to control of her husband. We all know that. Not always it worked that way.
Maybe in her stroll.
What? All right.
So what's the... Is there any heter chol? I mean, is he right by being murder heter at all?
Murder heter what? I don't see any heter. He has to have a shus. It's an echt gzeila. I don't see any heter. It's no aldaskin. She has to ask for shus. She has to ask for shus. Okay, shir is over. Next Sunday we'll have shir, Mr. Shem.